Police in London have shot and killed a man at a London subway station. He was said to have been wearing a heavy overcoat. Today's shooting comes just a day after four small explosions hit the London transportation system. Steve Bird is a correspondent for the Times of London. He was at the Stockwell station, the scene of the shooting. First of all, Mr. Bird, can you tell us what happened?
Well, at the moment, reports are very mixed. It appears as though, first of all, some people who were driving past the busy tube station in south of London, first of all, spotted some police running into the tube. And then reports are sketchy, but it appears as though some people saw a man dump a rucksack before running into the tube. He looks like he vaulted over the security barriers, obviously didn't buy a ticket, ran straight down into the underground. And then the reports then become slightly harder because people who are on the tube, this is a Northern Line tube heading into the capital of the centre of the town.
Into central London,
what appears
yes.
To have happened is that's it, exactly. What appears to have happened is that then a number of police sort of jumped on the guys. He leapt into a tube, a train, which is about to head off, heading north. And then at the moment, it appears as though the man was shot.
Is there any reason to believe that this man had anything to do with yesterday's incident?
Well, I mean, this is obviously following what happened in Oval yesterday, which is very nearby. It's the next connecting tube. It's suggested that there is some sort of link. But at the moment, obviously, police aren't giving full details. But it's certainly some reports are that a man, as he entered the tube, dropped a rucksack. But that has yet to be fully confirmed.
Steve Bird, thank you very much.
No problem.
Steve Bird is a correspondent for the Times of London. We reached him on his cell phone at the Stockwell station.